Chapter 68, in which Han tries his idea. And let's hope it works, because the rebels are really running out of time. Han's idea, it turns out, is to use the AT-ST's video comm link to impersonate an Imperial again. Climbing up to the cockpit, he swipes the jacket and helmet from the dead pilot, sits in the seat, and switches on the comm link.
"It's over, Commander. The rebels put up a fight, but they've been routed."
Han hears cheering coming through the comm link. Some of the engineers and technicians had started to get a little nervous as the battle lasted longer than expected.
"They're fleeing into the woods," Han continues. "We need reinforcements to continue the pursuit."
"Very good,"
the commander replies, as if rebels are routed any and every time he's in charge. Now he turns to an underling and says,
"Send a squad to help."
The squad, of course, has to open the door before they can rush out to help. And when they open the door, they find themselves staring at an unrouted rebel strike team, a bunch of spear-waving Ewoks, a gun-toting princess, a triumphant Wookiee, and a smirking Han Solo. Han, Chewie, and several rebels rush in, kick the crestfallen commander and his controllers out, place the explosives, and then make a run for it.
"Move! Move!"
yells Han, running out of the bunker. There is a very big explosion, and the control bunker blows up, triggering other explosions, which in turn cause the generator building to crumble, which results in the giant shield-casting dish slowly toppling over. It is a strangely beautiful sight, and those Ewoks who are nearby to see it will tell the story again and again for the rest of their lives. But right now, we don't have time to sit and listen, because this is the moment Ackbar and Lando and all the rebels have been waiting for. High above the exploding generator, a display screen lights up on the rebel flagship, and Ackbar leaps to his feet.
"The shield is down! Commence attack on the Death Star's main reactor!"